Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you could tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. It's hour two on this Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, tequila lime chicken thighs today and smoked and loaded cauliflower salad. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Seton joining us from home, nursing a bad back. Wait, you okay?
God, I like never felt so old. You know what I mean? Right? Like, you just kind of can't do anything. It's very strange.
And it's a Meat Friday, so I know you're really sick because, you know, you're hurt.
But, and I've done the show hungover a gajillion times, so it's got nothing to do with go to Maya.
I know. As soon as I said to Paulie, I said, yeah, Seton's not going to be able to be in. He goes, day after Cinco de Mayo. I said, no, he's got a bad back. He goes, day after Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, Paulie.
No, I'm a pro.
Yeah, actually, Seton is a pro with hangovers. Early in our career, when Seton and I were working together, I would see him come in, and his hair would be one way, and there'd be four stamps on the hand. Like, he'd kind of gotten them off his hand, but he hadn't gotten them all off the hand. But he was there every day.
Tom Brady finally admitted that the tuck rule was actually a fumble. At least, I think he did. Here is a portion of Justin Bieber. You'll hear him first, and then Tom Brady.
New trend alert. Tell me something honest.
Tuck rule game against the Raiders.
Might have been a fumble.
Does this make you feel any better if you're a Raiders fan? It would make me feel worse. It was a fumble, but, you know, and you wonder if it was ruled a fumble, you know, the Raiders, John Gruden, you know, Charles Woodson made the play. And it was called in accordance to what the rule specifies, but it was just a flawed rule. Yes, Seton.
That dude is just owning social media.
He is.
The last couple of years.
Yeah.
Just dominating.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that just the, even if he is joking, even if he really doesn't think that, just how sort of smug he is about, like, it might have been a fumble. Oh my gosh, dude. What a killer.
I like it. By the way, you can dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. And those of you listening on our radio affiliates around the country. Poll question from hour one, and are we going to keep it for hour two, Pauline?
The Angels' Shohei Ohtani should either focus on being a hitter or pitcher, pick one, and maximize that discipline.
Okay.
Or stay a two-way player for his entire career. Right now it's 70% say stay a two-way player, but actually 30% of the people think he should pick one.
Okay.
I did the math there.
There's a story out today, actually came out last night. Those close to Baker Mayfield wonder if the Browns sabotaged him, per report. ESPN reports that sources close to Baker Mayfield questioned the Browns' play calling at the end of the season and wondered at the time if the organization set the quarterback up to look as hapless as possible in prime time to prove why they would need a change in the offseason. The game in question, Monday night, week 17, Browns and the Steelers. Cleveland already eliminated from the postseason, and that would mean that it was most likely Mayfield's last start of the season for the Browns. He was sacked 9 times. Last play that he had, an interception. He had 10 incompletions in a row at one point in a 12-point loss to the Steelers. Following the game, Baker Mayfield expressed his feelings about his head coach Kevin Stefanski's game plan. When you've got T.J. Watt over there and we're not giving our rookie tackle a whole lot of help, it's not going to be good for us, Mayfield said post-game. He additionally told the media he was planning to discuss his Week 18 availability with his family and agent, not the team. I'm an extremely competitive guy, Mayfield said following the Steelers' loss. It's now time for me to start looking at what's in the best interest of me and my health. The Browns did not comment on the suspicions that the organization sabotaged Baker Mayfield during the 2021 season. Yes, Paul.
The report says that the source is a person close to Baker Mayfield, which means the information came from Mayfield.
Yeah.
So that means Mayfield is accusing the Browns of trying to lose games and make him the scapegoat for losing games.
Well, here's the tricky part with this with Baker Mayfield. And Jim Trotter had the or Jake Trotter, I should say, of ESPN.com, had the story here that per Trotter, the last straw came for Baker Mayfield the next day when Chris Mortensen reported the Browns won an adult at quarterback. The tricky part is this. The Cleveland Browns could look to cut him for personal conduct, which then they don't have to pay the $18 million. If you're accusing the Browns of, you know, manipulating the plays to make me look bad, to try to lose a game, which is under the umbrella of tanking, also, you know, I guess if he would get cut, people keep thinking he's going to go to Pittsburgh, but that doesn't make sense. I mean, you got a lot of quarterbacks there. You got Pete Carroll saying, I don't see us trading. I mean, I don't believe anything that when someone says, I don't believe that we're going to do anything. We're not going to trade for a quarterback. Okay. That you didn't believe you were going to trade Russell Wilson either. Baker Mayfield needs to cool off. It's too hot right now, and this is not a good look because this feels like it came from Baker Mayfield. And Jake Trotter is basically saying that this is coming from him. But if you, I don't know what would be conduct detrimental where you could cut him and then he doesn't make his $18.8 million. Because I still feel like they have to get him out of the building. But they've sort of, the Browns are their own worst enemy because you've said, hey, who wants this guy? Well, nobody wants this guy. You don't want this guy. And you left him out there, got sacked 9 times against the Steelers, and you want to move on from him. But hey, who wants Baker Mayfield? I guess I could see Carolina doing something. But I don't want to bring him in if he's got... He could be like Odell Beckham. When Odell Beckham got to the Browns, all he kept talking about was the Giants. He was still mad about the Giants. I don't want to bring in Baker Mayfield, and this is all about the Cleveland Browns. Like, I got to have you, and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. That's where I just want to say, hey, you're here. Play for us. Let's just go out there, try to earn the job from Sam Darnold. Let's just go. Let's just play. Let's not try. You don't have to throw six touchdowns in the first game you play. Like, just be a professional. Really, that's it. You need to be for us what Odell became for the Rams. Just play football. You know, we have the social media, the influencers, and everybody, you know, Baker got full of himself. You win a Heisman and you're in the commercials. You played through, you know, injuries. You shouldn't have. You did. You tried. And the Cleveland Browns, if Deshaun Watson's not available, they had to give him everything, and then they had to bribe Deshaun Watson. It's like, nah, I don't want to go there. How about $230 million? All right, I'm going to go to Cleveland. If they don't get Deshaun Watson, is Baker Mayfield still the quarterback there? Would they have drafted somebody? Because it felt like they kicked the can down the road far enough where it was like, we're done. No, I don't need my quarterback questioning the play calling. I don't need him creating a friction with, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. It just felt like there was always something going on there. And would I want Baker Mayfield? It depends on what Baker Mayfield I'm getting personality-wise, because I do think he can be a starting quarterback. I do think he has played well at times. And at $18 million a year, and a guy who's in the last year of his contract, I'll bring you in. You know, let's try it together. Doesn't work out, I send you on your way, and we look to get a quarterback in next year's draft, which will be a better draft for quarterbacks than this year. Yeah, Paulie.
Going back to October when Mayfield had his shoulder injury, it was his off shoulder, but I remember you brought up on the show, maybe you switched to Case Keenum. Healthy, solid player, has led teams before, and can maybe keep things afloat, and Baker could rest. And, you know, they were 3-3 at the time. They're 500. They could have still made a playoff run, but then they finished season losing 3 of 4, and that took
him out. He wasn't going to lose his job to Case Keenum, but I thought, he makes more sense. There's no drop-off. There's not. All you want to do is survive, play 500 ball. And if Baker come back and help you late in the season, it's still his team. That's how I would have approached it. And I said it at the time. And it would have been better for his career. But do I think the Browns were trying to sabotage him? No. But I don't see Pittsburgh. I mean, you got Mitchell Trubisky. You drafted Kenny Pickett. Seattle, maybe it's just like, all right, we'll just Drew Locke and Geno Smith, and I don't know after that. But Baker can't stay in Cleveland. Yeah, it's Todd.
And not to mention, forget about the money and replacing him with Deshaun Watson. The fact that if it's true that it came out that they were referring to needing someone as an adult in the quarterback position, that on top of everything else, to put the cherry on the sundae and say that basically, you know, we don't need this baby around. We need someone mature to play the position.
Yeah, this was Chris Mortensen had that report. And I thought, wow, that's damning. Need an adult there. And if you're a GM of another team, it's not like you go, you know, how is he? Man, he plays through pain. He's this. Yeah, but he's kind of a child at times. He's petulant. He's not an adult. At that position, I got to have an adult. Yeah, Paul.
If you're the Browns, do you pull a move like years ago, the Eagles? Remember they traded Sam Bradford when Teddy Bridgewater got hurt and they kind of fleeced the Vikings for a first-round draft pick? And Sam Bradford still had some sauce on him. He's still a guy who could move it. If a team had an injury in August to their starting quarterback and they wanted to salvage a season, Baker Mayfield does have some high-end abilities with a good team around him.
Yeah, but you got to have him in camp.
Technically in camp. Deshaun Watson was in the facility every day.
Yeah.
And his baggage was worse.
Well, his teammates didn't have a problem with him. Now Baker's got teammates, or and you know, the front office and the coaching staff. I don't think they want to see him. But you've diminished his value.
He still runs the building, right?
He runs the
stadium.
According to those, you know, those progressive commercials, yeah, he's still staying there. I don't know if he that's a lease. I don't know if he's renting. Is it a co-op? I'm not quite sure there. Let's see. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I hear you talk about Ben Simmons and his back injury and how he had that back injury, and I'm just putting my usual 3 minutes of thought into it, and I'm just thinking about how he moved from Philly and Brooklyn, and maybe he's just got heavy furniture.
Oh.
Maybe he's just been sitting around for a year and hasn't done any work, and when maybe even he started working out, maybe, I mean, when you have a back injury, any kind of little freak thing can happen, and it usually happens after you've been sitting around a long time.
All right. Well, thank you, Sean. Sean gave that 3 minutes. I probably would have given it a few more minutes. I don't think Ben was moving furniture, but I just don't know how he was cleared to be traded, and then all of a sudden it leads to a herniated disc. I mean, that's a big leap from, yeah, we're going to be past his physical, we're going to trade him. And then he gets there, and then he doesn't play. And then we're told by his camp he could play in game four. People were leaking this information there. And then all of a sudden it's like, no, he's not going to be able to play, and he needs surgery on a herniated disc. Like, wow, okay. That changed quickly. And now he's going to be out 3 months. If anybody needs to be playing basketball this summer, it's Ben Simmons. And he's not going to be able to do that. All righty. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Some great new shirts available in the store at danpatrick.com, including the Fifth Time's a Charm t-shirt about our Sports Emmy troubles. Anything else I need to mention, Paulie?
Wasn't going to bring this up, Dan, but quickly, you know, we had an issue with the bathroom a couple minutes ago.
What?
One of the bathrooms I went during the break, and to describe the scene in there, it looked like a scene from a Tarantino movie. That's how I describe it. Someone left it in not good condition.
Yes, Todd.
I know the inkling is to blame me, but I will also say I had the same experience when I used it this morning. It was already like that. I didn't take a picture of it or anything like that, but if you'll take my word, someone got to it before I did, and
okay.
I'm sticking to it.
All right. Yeah, Marv.
I-Team needs to be on this.
I don't know if I want the I-Team on this.
Yeah, Todd's actually the least culpable person. Todd, when Todd leaves, it's like it's been cleaned with an inch of its life.
And I'm in there so much, and the least I could do is to make sure it's ready for the next person.
Okay.
There you go.
Right. Sorry, just you asked for anything else.
Yeah. My bad.
Your fault.
That's on me. We'll take a break. Mike Tirico will join us from the Kentucky Derby. A few things to talk to Mike about. And we'll have more on the name, image, and likeness meetings in Washington, D.C. What is college football trying to welcome or avoid, change? We'll have that for you coming up a little bit later on as well. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. A message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you actually want, something you can actually use, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, you can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Weekends are better. Baseball Sunday leadoff. Catch the White Sox against the Red Sox Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, live on NBC and Peacock. Once again, I can't get enough of this play yesterday at Fenway. Here is Shohei Ohtani. You'll hear the ball leave the bat, which is unique in that sound. And then he hits it, and he hits the green monster. And that provided a unique sound as well.
Nobody out. A run in here in the eighth. Ohtani sends one the other way. That one's off the monster. Very close at third.
Wow.
Wow. Way too close at third.
It knocked his number down. They, you know, it's a metal scoreboard out there, the green monster. And he had his number 17 up there because he was pitching and he was at the plate. He hit the ball so hard, it knocks down the metal jersey number that's out there. Remarkable. Are we still going with the Shohei Ohtani poll question, Paulie?
Yeah, for until the final hour, and then we're going to switch it up.
Give me the poll question. I want to ask Mike Tirico.
Okay. Shohei Ohtani should either pick hitting or pitching and focus on that for the rest of his career to maximize him as a pitcher or hitter, or stay as a two-way player for the rest of his career.
All right, let's bring in Mike Tirico, joins us from, Kentucky Derby. Man, that looks great. What turn are you in there, Mike?
This is our set. This is turn one.
Nice.
Twin Spires are here. Twin Spires are over my shoulder.
Yeah.
And the Twin Spires are my answer to the trivia questions. Both hit and pitch. How great is that?
I agree.
How many guys do that?
I agree.
Hey, I hope somebody from the Sox is listening. Fenway should give him that number 17. The 17 he knocked off the board, he should get to put up in his man cave, wherever that might be. That was awesome. I love that. That was really cool.
It's just that sound. There's certain sounds in sports, yes. Mike. And when the ball leaves Ohtani's bat, it's different than just about anybody in baseball. There are certain guys, like you cover golf, there are certain guys when they hit a golf ball and you go, that's different.
That's good. Tiger, for a long time. Fred Couples hit the most solid ball contact all the time. John Daly, you know, those guys, when they hit it, it just sounded different. And that's still the case for sure. So that scoreboard at Fenway reminds me, Dan, have you ever been inside the scoreboard there or at Wrigley?
I have
manual scoreboards
at Fenway, but not Wrigley.
Okay, that's good. I've always wanted to do that. The only one of those that I've ever had the chance to visit at the British Open, which is now known as the Open, they have manual scoreboards forever. And I got to go up in one, I think one of my last ones at ESPN or one of my first ones at NBC. And it's just really, really cool to be inside those iconic handheld scoreboards or hand-operated scoreboards. And I've always wanted to go to Fenway and check that one out, too.
Is there a comparison for the Kentucky Derby, sports-wise?
The Indy 500, because it's the same place every year. Different from Augusta, because Augusta has that singular location and you know everything about it. But this is a little bit different because there's, you know, millionaires over my shoulder. And then, you know, across the other side of the track, it's a mosh pit of people and they have no idea what's going on in the race. That's the case in Indy with the snake pit. Same kind of deal. So I think those are the most like comparisons. The Derby, there'll probably be 150,000 people here tomorrow. And at the end of the month when we go to Indy, when it's over 250, now that we get everybody back to full attendance post-pandemic.
Are you given a heads up on who might show up there celebrity-wise tomorrow?
A little bit, but not as much this year. At least I haven't yet. I'll get a better idea as the day goes on. You know, Brady shows up, Aaron Rodgers shows up. I don't know which of the quarterback club or how many of them are going to show up this year. But what the one thing that this has always been good about is guys can go and they can kind of hang and hide in the suites with their guys. You know, I know Aaron's brought some offensive linemen or some receivers over the years. Brady's brought Gronk, Edelman. And if they find a place in a space up there, most of the other people have great money, great resources, great celebrity. So they can hang without being disturbed nearly as much as you would at some other sporting events. That's kind of cool.
Mike Tirico joining us. Let me give the full introduction. He's the voice for Sunday Night Football. He's hosting the Kentucky Derby. And tomorrow at 2:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock is when it starts. I'm fascinated by Bob Baffert, that he's got a two-year ban, but he's got two horses in the Kentucky Derby, but he's not allowed to be on site. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the suspension that he has is a twofold suspension. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission, so they're one of the 38 groups that put out the rules state by state. The rules in New York are different from California, different from Kentucky, and so on for the other jurisdictions where horse racing happens. 38 of them, they don't all operate under the same rules, but they'll almost in a reciprocity manner honor suspensions. So Kentucky suspended Baffert for 90 days through July 2nd, which covers the Triple Crown races. So New York and Maryland are going to pick up on that suspension. Now, separately, Churchill Downs, which is independent from the Horse Racing Commission in Kentucky, have said for 2 years, you can't run at any of the tracks we own. So he couldn't come here and he can't have Derby horses. So these two horses that he has, Messier and Taba, are both going to run, but he transferred them to a different trainer in early March and can't have contact with that trainer during the process here.
Could he buy a ticket?
Trained them. No. I think he's banned from the grounds. I know he's banned from training. I don't know if he would buy a ticket and sit in the stands necessarily, but he wouldn't be given a spot on Millionaire's Row, is my guess, from the folks at Churchill Downs, who banned him for 2 years.
What's the best story at the Kentucky Derby this year?
You know, I think it's the two trainers of the two favorites. Steve Asmussen is one of them. He's the trainer of Epicenter. That's the three horse. He's won more races than anybody in North America. He's never won the Derby. And Chad Brown is the other guy. He's as good a trainer as there is, save for Baffert. He trains number 10, Zandon. Zandon, like Brandon, he's the favorite along with Epicenter. Brown's never won a Kentucky Derby. So it's like that. Bill Self has won everything but a national championship, gets there and finally wins it. One of those kind of feel to those two guys. They're excellent. They are among the best in their sport, but they haven't won the biggest one. That's what is probably the best storyline, in addition to the two Baffert horses.
Rain right now, close to 50%.
Yeah, it was supposed to be pouring right now. I thought it was going to be awful here, but it's better now. I think we're going to dodge a little bit today. Tomorrow looks dry, cold but dry, so that's going to affect my seersucker linen suit. I have to go to a different suit. I really don't care about the horses or the muddy track.
Of course.
I care about how
Yes. Mike Tirico joining us. He is the new voice for Sunday Night Football play-by-play. Help me understand the end game with the NFL, that now we're going to Germany for a game with Seattle and Tampa Bay. We've been in London for a long time. We've been in Mexico City. I wondered, Mike, with 17-game schedule, I get that extra game that I can sort of play with if I'm the NFL, and then I'm not taking away your home games. You're still going to get 8 home games. But I don't know where we're going with this other than let's broaden our reach. What's the end game?
Yeah, you know, the whole thought of can you put a team in London? I think when you start to look at, okay, guys get cut and you've got to bring in a kicker on a Friday or something like that, I don't know how feasible it is to have an entire team for an entire season in London. I thought that was part of the end game, and I don't know if it still is. I do like the fact that they've given countries teams or vice versa. They've given teams countries. Hey, Cardinals and other teams, Mexico is your area. So go promote. Let them fall in love with a team. And then we'll see if you can take that one game someplace every year. The Jaguars have actually built up some sort of a following in London because they go every year. Just like look at the Premier League. Like, my son is a huge Chelsea fan. There are a ton of Chelsea fans here in the U.S., so you can build that. Now, can the NFL build that in these 7 or 8 countries that we know want to watch American football? That's the end game to me.
I was also curious your take on name, image, and likeness. You have the SEC and the Pac-12 going to Washington, D.C. It's almost like there's a tax loophole that everybody's going to take advantage of before they realize we got to stop this tax loophole 6 months from now. Where are we headed with name, image, and likeness?
Hang on a second, Dan. Horses are going by. Okay, thank you. The first race just started. I couldn't hear you. The horses were going by. In all seriousness, Mark Emmert didn't do a good job as the head of the NCAA. I don't think there's any way you could argue that he was significantly impactful in a positive way. But this is the worst time to have a lame duck there for the rest of the year, and then somebody new coming in, figuring out where's the furniture, what can I do? College athletics is so screwed up right now. Name, image, and likeness. They just said, hey, let's go figure it out. Now they're trying to rein it back in. You know, should players be getting compensated? Yes. But should it be used to recruit players? If that's the case, we're only going to have a certain number of people playing. Here's the question I have. Does it tie into the mission of your college or university in any way? Are they going to school? Are they any part of what you do? If not, then let's go have minor league sports somewhere and keep college sports. We had a chance to find a balance, and nobody was in charge at that point when that needed to happen. And I don't think you're going to get the genie back to the bottle. What I'm worried about, 6-8 teams are great, but are we going to have 40 or 50 that can compete in football? That's what makes football really good, and I don't think we're going to have that anymore.
Yeah, I wonder if you just get a billionaire who decides that I want my school to be relevant. Let's say it's a billionaire who donates to Tulsa. And imagine if Elon Musk wanted to spend money on the University of Pennsylvania football team and just said, hey, I'm gonna spend $50 million here. I want my team to be relevant.
No, if somebody who's an alum of a school is like that, look at what the Nike presence has done for Oregon in all sports, facilities, everything else. I mean, you now will go to Eugene from L.A., from Phoenix, from all the geographically populated areas in the West Coast because of the Nike gear, because of the facilities, because it's cutting edge and state of the art in so many ways. And that's what a booster's impact can have now, as opposed to through a company and through the donations to the university. It's right to the kids. So why not? I say that Elon Musk should try that. I'm thinking Syracuse or Dayton. Come give our schools a bunch of money and we'll see if it works. If we're going to play, let's play in the big leagues, right? Why not?
Do you have a goofy looking outfit tomorrow? It feels like it's open season. When you go to the Derby, you can wear something that you'd never wear again.
Never. I come back every year. So I'm kind of basic. The tie will be okay. They asked me to put on a hat for the Today Show. I showed up like this in a ball cap. Like, this is the best I can do. I don't look good in hats. Do you look good in, like,
no.
a men's hat?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I put it on for the Today Show for, like, 2 minutes. It looked awful, but I did it for Roker and for the gag.
Why do they want a hat on you?
Because I was with Dylan Dreyer, and she's wearing a hat and a fascinator, and, you know. Everybody tries. My wife's coming for the first time, and she has hats in the hotel room. She's trying on different hats. It's a disaster. I told her, I said, you better learn how to bet. You better win money because we're spending a lot of money on hats you're never going to wear at this point. But it is cool. You know what it is? It's a real party, and most of the people here aren't dialed into the biggest sporting event in this sport for the year. And those who are love it, and it's one of the rare places that everybody can play in the same sandbox.
Good to talk to you, buddy. Have fun tomorrow.
Same here.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, DP. You got it.
That's Mike Tirico joining us. Turn one there. Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs. Do you guys know enough to draft?
We know nothing, but we're ready to draft for the Derby.
Okay. By the way, NBC Sports coverage of the Derby tomorrow, 2:30 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. How about we take a break, and then you guys can do a little homework here. Everybody gets two picks. How's that? Paulie, you're giving me a scrunchy face.
I'm sure in 2 minutes we completely will be prepared.
Well, at least we could get the names right there. Steve in Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Quick story about horse racing. About 10 years ago, the wife and I decided to go to an OTB with some friends, have some drinks, betting $2-3 at a time on horses to win. We know nothing. She looks at the paper there and says, hey, I like this horse, 35-1, named Baloney Lips. And I said to her, I'm not leaving my beer at the table laughing to go put a $3 bet on Baloney Lips. Long story short, Baloney Lips wins by 3 lengths. Every year at Derby time, she looks at me and says, Baloney Lips, shakes her head, and walks away. That's all I got, bud.
Thank you, Steve. I used to cover the Kentucky Derby and the Belmont and the Preakness. And when I was at CNN, and I got to go to these races, I remember being at the Belmont, and I would always bet, but I bet, you know, maybe $25, $50 at the most. I remember winning my bet at the Belmont, and, you know, you feel great. Like, I won the Belmont. I got my ticket here. I'm going up to cash, and I'm gonna make $48. But, damn, I feel like I'm a handicapper. So I go up there, and Andrew Beyer, the longtime horse racing expert with the Washington Post, is in front of me. So I'm getting ready because I got $48. He gives his ticket, and this is in the press room that you could cash in your ticket, and it came up $48,600 and some. And I went, oh, my God. So he's cashing at $48,000. I'm next, and I'm cashing at $48. You know, there are guys that, you know, spend a lot of money there, bet a lot of money, but that's the first time I saw something that it was like that large of a bet or paying off for Andrew Beyer. But he was always great. I'd read his columns, and, you know, you could make money there. But covering Belmont, Preakness, and a lot of great moments there. Covered a lot of great horses, a lot of great trainers as well. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up, and we'll somehow try to give you our Kentucky Derby picks coming up. Back after after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All righty. I know nothing about the Kentucky Derby, and I'm not alone. Let's see. I'll go last in our picks here with the Kentucky Derby. Paulie, I'll start with you, and then Fritzy, Seton, and then Marv, and then me.
Oh, this is exciting, Dan. Never picked first before. I'm going to go with Mo Donegal.
Oh.
Mo Donegal. It sounds Irish.
That's the only one I wanted.
Ashview Farm and Colts Neck Stables love their work. My boy Irad Ortiz Jr. is the jockey.
The third.
He's the one of the best.
All right, so you got Mo Donegal.
Mo Donegal.
That's the only one I wanted. Yes, Todd.
Because I'm wearing a New York Rangers jersey.
Messier
is my pick.
Yes, okay. Seton O'Connor.
It's the only horse I want, Dan. Happy Jack. Happy, I'm going with Happy Jack.
Happy that's Jack our guy, Doug O'Neill. At 30-1.
At 30-1, I'm taking Happy Jack.
And that's our boy Doug O'Neill.
That's our friend Doug O'Neill.
All right. Marv?
I'm going to go with Crown Pride.
Oh, stop it, Paulie.
I got it circled on my sheet, my big board.
God, got it circled. I'm going to go with Epicenter and White El Barrio. El Barrio. White El Barrio. Something like that. That's it. Let's see. Who's up next? Marv.
My next one is Smile Happy.
Smile Happy. All right. Seton O'Connor.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with, you know what? I'll take Zandon. Why not?
Wow, that's really gutsy.
It's the I got a 30-1 and then a 3-1.
You got the favorite. Yes,
I got the least favorite and the most favorite.
Yes, Todd.
I had a big crush on this young lady, Tawny Catane, back in the bachelor party in Whitesnake days, so I'm going Tawny Port.
Tawny Port. I like the logic that we use here, the strategy. Paulie, the last pick.
This just came in, Dan. Ethereal, who's 30-1. Trained by the great Dwayne Lucas, is out of the field. So anyone's going to take Ethereal. Okay. I'll go Cyberknife. Cyberknife, 20-1.
Cyberknife, 20-1. All right. Nobody took Taiba. That's one of Bob Baffert's horses. All right. Guaranteed to forget our picks, that's for sure. let's see. Get a couple of phone calls in here. Kenny in North Carolina. Hi, Kenny. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan.
Morning.
First time, long time. 5'11 and a hard 170. So I first just want to say that I wish my teeth were as white as Fritzy's legs, first off.
Wow.
Goodness.
Wow.
And Dan, look, I know this is a family show, so I'm not going to repeat what Todd said in the first segment on marriage advice. But I do have a follow-up question here. And to put this PG, Todd said to continue to pursue someone that involved three people, and he's continued to strike out with it.
Yeah.
So my question is that because Todd's wife continues to say no, or because every other woman in America continues to say no to him?
Wow, on a Friday. Kenny, a harsh.
Kenny with a shot. I like it. Yeah, Paul.
Todd should just hope for a two-way. You know what I mean? He's 10 years into one-ways.
Very true.
He's a one-way guy.
Todd leads the league in one-ways.
It's happened at least twice. I have two kids. I don't know how many more times after that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two-ways.
You want to be a two-way player. You're just not.
I'm just not.
Yeah.
You could try. That's all you can do.
I will say that you're there every day, ready to go, I'm sure.
I really am. I'm literally there every day.
You're the Cal Ripken of being ready to go.
Stop pretending you're asleep. You were just watching Grey's Anatomy 5 minutes ago. You don't snore. All of a sudden you make a snoring sound. I get it. Let's take the chastity belt off. Give me a break.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, Marv.
How many headaches can one woman have?
Exactly.
Avery in Florida joining us. Hi, Avery. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, bud.
So earlier you were talking about Mike Trout. Like, what's his play going to be if he doesn't have the playoff success that we all know he deserves, right?
Yeah.
How about that catch that he made against the Orioles? Like the one that Kevin Kiermaier replicated a couple years later. And then in the offensive category, how about that All-Star game a couple years ago when he hit two homers? Because, I mean, he started to add, like, what, five All-Star appearances and three MVPs?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I need postseason numbers. I need moments. I mean, he could end up as a Hall of Famer, but, you know, is he going to have that moment? And it feels like most Hall of Famers have at least one moment. Shohei Ohtani, it feels like he's already had those moments. And yesterday at Fenway was just another one. And granted, it's a single off the wall, but it was the sound off the wall. It just, he's must-see TV. Johnny in Illinois. Hi, Johnny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, an honor to talk to you guys. Dan, Patrick, and crew. 58160. I heard you guys talking about Ben Simmons, and I had to chime in because the fear on this guy's face is palpable. And to sit out an entire year, I'm just anxious to see when he finally does return to the league, what happens to him, because these guys, I think, sense that fear, And I don't know if the Monstars and the Space Jam 2 took his shot, but it's gone.
Yeah, and I wonder, confidence-wise, if this is psychosomatic, that, you know, it's in his head, and maybe that he has a sore back, but he doesn't really have one. But he did have surgery. So there were a lot of people really tough on Ben Simmons. Surgery's real. There might be, you know, a mental block there, but there are a lot of people who, you know, owe him an apology. I mean, he had surgery. That's why I said, I don't know what, there's something there. There has to be something there more than just a mental block. And that's still going to be there. There's nothing that you can do to replicate game action when you're in the off season. Nothing. Because he gets to the free throw line on the road, fourth quarter, everybody, including him, will be thinking the same thing. Oh, boy. Or he's not going to want the ball in the fourth quarter. He's only 25. If you said I can have Ben Simmons or James Harden, I'm taking Ben Simmons. There's a possibility this works out. James Harden, I pretty much know what I'm getting with James Harden. Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug.
Hey, Dan, I'm a first-time listener, long-time caller. I heard you talking earlier today about Baker Mayfield, and I just, as you were talking, I just instinctively wanted to go back to who I was in my 20s and just shake that kid up and say, listen, being talented isn't enough. Being smart isn't enough. Sometimes attitude matters more than that. And I wanted to ask you a question. You were just talking about who would you take, you know, Harden over Simmons. If you're a general manager of a contender, let's say the Chargers or the Chiefs or somebody like that, and your quarterback goes down in the second or third week, do you pick up the phone and call Jimmy Garoppolo, who people generally say nice things about, or do you pick up the phone and call Baker Mayfield?
Well, it feels like Garoppolo is safer. They're both coming off surgery. I'd probably go with Garoppolo. I just don't want to make a bad situation even worse. And you could do that in some situations with Baker Mayfield. 2 hours in the books, one more to go on this Meet Friday. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.